Hello, and welcome to ReachMahjong.com's Hungover Cast. that might need an edit. But yes, all of us partied hardy yesterday. This is your host, Garth Nelson.
And Jen Barr.
And one more person, Troy, who is also partying hardy yesterday.
Yes.
Yesterday was... What was the holiday yesterday? Do you know?
Does it really matter?
It doesn't really matter. Yesterday was
there
a holiday.
A big excuse to drink.
Yes. One more excuse to have a few drinks. One word of advice. Word to the wise. If you ever let on to Japanese people that you are even a moderately strong drinker, you will have more alcohol than you could possibly deal with and several morning headaches to go along with them.
What was your big occasion for drinking yesterday?
It wasn't the
holiday.
End of Masters, yes. Well, I figure they must have had it yesterday because it was a holiday. Masters was... The finals was yesterday, and of course, this year, it was all four of the players at Masters were Renmei players, Japan Pro Mahjong League players. So it was a given that that we were going to be celebrating somebody from the league winning Masters, which was different from last year where I lost it to some random non-JPML person, which was a big disappointment for everybody, I think.
But everybody still went to celebrate afterwards, didn't they?
Not really. No, it was kind of like, oh gosh, what are we going to do now? Well, I guess we'll go have a little bit. But it kind of seemed like people weren't really that into going out last year. And in fact, the winter did just kind of take off really quickly. So I guess everybody was kind of like, well, I guess we'll have like a non-celebration drink. It was kind of a downer.
I guess the only final table I've ever been to so far to watch the whole thing was the women's league, the very first women's league when Michi Yuki won. And obviously we were going to all go celebrate after that because only JPML players are in the women's league. So.
Yes, actually one of the guys. So that there were three players from A1 league. And the other guy was a player from Chubu something. I guess he's in Nagoya. He's from the Chubu division.
Right. So like I play for the North Kanto League.
Right.
They have a Chubu League, which is the middle of the country, basically.
He's been there for 5 years, and he brought pretty much all his friends, I think, or at least everybody from the league who's also there. There were a lot of people there giving him some support.
Yeah, they must have been pretty excited.
I think they were.
Pretty exciting.
And they were also pretty excited to keep filling up my glass of beer.
Oh.
They were really on top of that.
That's good for you.
Yes, what was your occasion yesterday? Where were you?
Producer Troy invited me to a once-in-a-year barbecue. And so I went to that for the first time. It's been going on for years and years. This was the first time I was ever invited. So we got to the beach at about 9 a.m.
A beach? Oh, yeah. I'm so jealous.
And, so I got to the beach and I promptly fired up Troy's computer and turned on Mahjong Club so that I could play on there for a couple hours before the barbecue. And
Mahjong Club. So you're playing... What kind of rules do they have on Mahjong Club?
They have Reach, the RCR from EMA.
Uh-huh.
So the Reach competition rules. They also have the MCR, which is Mahjong competition rules, Chinese official rules.
Oh, okay.
And they also have one more that I cannot remember this time. Hong Kong?
Hong Kong. Okay. They don't have any World Series of Mahjong rules?
No.
Tables?
No. Oh. But they are doing World Series satellites for us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so I'm going to be playing there once a week from now on. I played at 9 a.m. Japan time this week. Next week I'll probably play at 8 a.m., I think, because it's going to be... Oh, can you guys please turn off your cell phones? And then maybe mine won't ring if you guys turn. All you listeners out there,
right,
make sure you turn to vibrate. I think I've used that joke before.
If you don't want any interruptions.
Right. So yeah, I'm going to be playing there once a week. Next week I'll probably play 8 a.m. because I think it's a little bit too late for the Europeans if I play at 9. So I'll play 8 a.m. Japan time, which I think is going to be about 1 a.m. European time. So it's still pretty late, but if you... I'll do single hands for the first little bit, so if you can get in and just play a hand or two with me, it would be really fun.
Sounds good.
Yep. make sure to sign up on ReachMahjong.com. We have banners on the new ReachMahjong.com.
Yes, it looks nice and shiny.
Yeah.
One thing I wanted to ask about the rules on Mahjong Logic. Or was it
Mahjong Club?
Mahjong Club. So first of all, when I played somewhere last week, it seemed like you could win without a hand point. Is that allowed?
I'm not sure.
Oh.
I've never tried to win without a hand point. So I will definitely check that out.
Okay. All the hands you saw had at least one hand point.
Every hand I saw had a hand point.
Okay. And the other rule I wanted. Oh, and I thought I remembered in the European rules, they don't allow...
open Tanya, open Simple's hand.
Yes, right. Yes. Is that true on the server also?
Yes, I believe it is.
Okay.
I think we were going over those rules, and I think it's supposed to be EMARCR, so...
So all Simple's has to be a closed hand.
Right.
Interesting. Very interesting.
I can double-check all this stuff. You could... You know, tell me ahead of time. Maybe I can actually.
Oh yes.
Look for it.
Yes, I could be more, more informative. Speaking of informative, yes. Let's talk about the big event yesterday, Masters.
Yes.
It was. Well, first of all right. Earlier in the week, I did get to participate in the main part of the tournament. Because of my performance last year, making it to the final table, I got to start in the best 56, which is a huge advantage over pretty much everybody else in the tournament. And so I had to play two games on Saturday, both of which I did not win. What?
I can hear you playing with that little toy in your hand. Producer Troy is supposed to be on top of that. Like, what's that sound?
I'm a little kid, yes. I find things to play with, and then I must play with.
Just find something quieter to play with.
So yes, I got to start on Saturday with the best the other 51 players who had made it that far in the tournament, which is a huge advantage. And we've talked about this whole seeding thing before, which we think is a little bit strange. Although I do have to say one thing when I thought about it later is the fact that. The logistics of trying to start 1,000 people all at the same time in one place would be totally impossible. They'd have to have quite a few Mahjong parlors, and probably you need to do it really just all around the country, everywhere around the country, for at least the first day, I would think.
Well, that's kind of what they're doing.
Right. Kind of what they're doing, except for the fact that several people don't have to start in that.
Yeah, but the number is very few. So... The people that come in for the main event before the best 56, after the qualifiers, so they have qualifiers all over the country,
right?
And then they have the main event, and all the people that passed on from the qualifiers go to the main event. The number of people that come in at the main event is not that many. It's something like 20 or 30 people at the most. Yeah, it's not a lot.
Huh. Okay, so it's all the A-League players, and then. So the A-League players can join from the main thing, right?
I don't think it's A-League. I think you have to be fifth grade, actually. Or sixth grade.
Really?
Grade six, yeah.
Wow. I thought any A-League player got to join...
I don't think so.
Huh. Okay.
I think you get to join... If you're C or above, you get to come in from the second qualifier. The second round of the qualifier.
Huh, okay.
I think you have to be grade 6 to come into the main event.
Huh, okay.
I'm not completely positive about that, but even if all the A players came, there's 20.
Right.
There's only like 24, right?
Right.
Or 28.
12 and 16 would be 28.
28, yeah.
Okay, so there may not be as many people coming in at the main event as I was thinking, but it is still, I don't know. It's a strange system, I think, to let certain players just come in towards the end of the tournament. As I got to do this time, I got to start at the best 56. I only had to play two games on Saturday, which neither of which I won, but both of which I took second place in, which was good enough to actually take first for my table. And man, did I like the first game? I barely snuck into second place on the very last hand. by winning, but not even winning, by drawing a hand as the dealer. I was 3,700 points behind the second place guy, and for some reason everybody noticed that my hand was ready, so everybody gave up, and I got 1,000 points from each player. That pushed me 300 points above that guy.
Wow.
And that's what got me to the next day. So I did make it to Sunday. Probably should have slept a little earlier on Saturday, because as it turned out, we got to play the first time in a tournament with Kondo. That was kind of fun. And then the very first thing I got to do playing with Kondo was give him 8,000 points. Blam! Just like that. as my present for him for the first time ever playing together. And then I gave another 12,000 points to this other guy. So 20,000 points in my first two hands. Bite down was not a very good way to start. and then what was really disappointing is that that guy that I gave 12,000 points, I don't know, he may have been really nervous, like I used to be really nervous when I first started playing in our league. But he was so nervous that he made some really big mistakes. He fouled twice. And the first mistake that he made that really killed me was when Kondo won a 3,000, 6,000 point hand, I didn't have enough points to pay him. So he lent me 10,000 points,
right,
which is what we do in our league.
Right.
But a lot of people in other leagues are not used to this.
Right.
So on the last hand, as my turn as dealer, suddenly I had three Dorda. Woohoo! Three lucky dragons. Finally, my chance to win a hand. Yes! But what happens? That guy who thinks he's in first place because he doesn't notice that Kondo has lent me 10,000 points, he goes out with a 1,000 point hand because he thinks he's in first place.
Oh, wow.
Then we tally up the score, and he's like, what, I'm not in first place? Yeah, actually, I had 10,000 points. So another 10,000 points on Kondo's score. So that was the first mistake he made. Then the very next hand, my turn as dealer, I had two Easts and Dora, and blam, I got the East one. Woohoo, I've got a 5,800 point hand coming. Here it comes. And then the guy across from me reaches, and then that guy says, chi. And then the very next tile that's thrown by the guy who reached, he said, Ron. Oh, wait a second. That's not my winning tile.
Oh, no.
Oh. So I lost my first chance to win a hand because he fouled. So that ended that hand, that ended my chance to win a hand, and I won one hand in all three games. In all three games, I won one hand. So it was pretty difficult for me to move on from that round.
Right.
I lost in the best 28. Kondo made it to the best 16, where he met up with Maehara and got his booted back. He got trampled on.
We're going to keep it clean for the kids.
Yeah. He really got trampled on. He got trampled on in much the same fashion as I got trampled on in the first game. So then I got to watch the semifinals. A really interesting table. Maehara, Sawazaki-san, Sawazaki, I don't know why he gets the son. Maehara, Sawazaki, Ara, and Kuroki. And everybody was laughing at Kuroki. There's, oh, poor Kuroki, you're on the table with three A1 players.
That's why Kaori and Fujisaki and Yoshida must have been all at the final table then. Because I believe that they study with Sawazaki.
Oh.
I know Kaori and Fujisaki for sure are pupils of his.
Oh, okay.
From way back, so.
Yes, they were definitely at the final yesterday.
Right.
And partying hardy along with us all afterwards too, as Kaori does. But yes, yeah, so it was a really interesting semifinal, and one of the most interesting hands I've ever seen. I really want to talk about this hand. It boggled my mind when I was watching it, and I talked to them after the game then, and I still couldn't figure it out. So I talked to them again yesterday, and finally I got some more insights on it. Amazing thing. All right, so I'm watching I'm standing behind Maehara and Ara. And it's the last game of the semifinal round, and Maehara is in pretty comfortable first place. And he has, I think it's the first hand of the south round. He's not in first place for that game, but he's still got enough points from the first two games that he's probably going to be okay. And then he gets this hand where he's got simples, peace, and three colored runs, and one Dora, except he's one away from ready. On about the seventh draw, I think, Sawazaki threw the Eight of Cracks, which Mr. Maehara decided to chi, which was interesting. Like, it still seemed a little bit early to be doing that, but he chied. And then he was waiting for the 2 and 5 of dots. The 2 would give him 3 colored runs. The 5 would just give him simples and a Dora, and one Dora. But he just needed to kind of move the game along because he was still in first place. As it turns out, his 2 of dots went to Arda. And what was really amazing to me at that point was that Arda had a ready hand, but he was waiting for just the 6 of cracks. And when the 2 came to him, he actually... He didn't throw it. He was ready, but he thought that 2 was a little bit too strange for him to throw, mm-hmm. so he held on to it. He didn't throw Maehara's winning tile, which was... given the other tiles that he had been throwing, I couldn't believe that he stopped on that one, which was Maehara's winning tile. It was like, how does he know? These guys are really good. That was followed by him going around. I don't know, in Japanese they say mawashiteru.
Yeah.
He decided to take a longer way around to winning the hand. And as it turns out, he ended up having to throw a couple other dots. He ended up getting 5, 6, 7 of dots, and then he was ready again with the same 6 of cracks. And this time he had now at least he had a hand point where he was all simples. He's still waiting for the 6 of cracks, and then at one round later, after he got back to ready, he decided to reach with just simples Dora and that crappy weight, which to me was really amazing, because if he wanted to be careful enough that he was going to stop at the 2 of dots before, why was he suddenly no longer afraid that he was going to get another 2 or 5 of dots? It didn't make any sense to me. I didn't understand why he could stop on the 2 of dots before and then no longer be afraid of it with a reach and a crappy weight. And the explanation I got, I got 2 explanations. First of all, the explanation I got from Fujiwara was that he knew that Maehara would fold his hand after he reached.
I see.
Which is why he could reach there and he could count on the fact that he wouldn't have to throw to Maehara anymore. But the other really interesting thing about the result of that hand is that because of his reach, Sawazaki decided to throw a safe tile for Ara's reach, which turned out to be Kuroki's winner as dealer, and he got 5,800 points from Sawazaki, which was a huge minus for Sawazaki, who was just in second place at that point. And Ara-san, Ara was coming up strong from third place. He'd won a 16,000 point hand earlier, and so that was a really huge minus for Sawazaki. And it was really interesting to me, first of all, to see the progression of the way things all trickled around.
Right.
Yeah, trickled around the table. Sawazaki's 8 of cracks that caused Maehara to chi, which sent Maehara's ready tile to Ara, which he held on to and then kept going in a different direction, and then he reached, which made Sawazaki throw the winning tile to Kuroki. It was an amazing thing to watch, and it was just an amazing thing to see into the mind a little bit of Ara.
So what was the second explanation you got then?
The second explanation I got was from Sawazaki, and we were pretty well into our, like, 25th beer at that point. I have a hard time understanding Sawazaki last time. It was similar to he can expect Maehara to fold, but it was also just like, you know, at that point, it's time for show. He had gone around enough that he could not just keep going around anymore. And that was something that was really interesting to watch Arda do yesterday in the finals. I got to the finals starting in the... they had just started the fifth game, and it was pretty much...
And how many do they play?
They play six games.
Okay.
It was pretty much over, I guess, at about the third game. As I was coming in, I saw Sarukawa leaving, and he was like, oh yeah, it's pretty much over. And he seemed to think that pretty much the rest of the players were already sort of conceding defeat to the new guy from the Chubu division.
Right.
He had won a 60-point first game, which put him in the lead right off the bat, and he never let go of it at all.
Wow.
So he won the first game, he took second in the second game, and won the third game also. So by the fourth game, he already had plus 100 points. And I think Sawazaki was closest with like 10. So he built himself a huge lead right off the bat. Sawazaki did come back a little bit, I guess, in the fourth game to get 40. I think he had at that point he had 45 points, and Iguchi is the guy from Chubu. He had 99 points. So that was sort of the last, like, okay, is something going to happen here? In the fifth game, Sawazaki lost a bunch of points. He went back down to, I think, 8, and it was pretty much decided at that point. It was all Iguchi. But the other interesting thing for me to watch was the way Arda would reach sometimes with what they keep calling like guke, like the strange reach shape. really, like, not like terrible weights a bunch of times, and what was strange is the way he would not reach right away, but after waiting one or two tiles and not getting the weight that he wanted, or not getting the exact shape that he wanted, he would definitely not do tsumogiri reach, but he would
if he could switch one of the tiles,
karagiri, like, yeah, then
switch.
Like if he drew a six of dots and he already had one in his hand, but it didn't really change the shape of his hand, he would take the six of dots from his hand, throw that out, and reach.
Mm-hmm.
And he did that a few times, and it made me think, you know, this is a player that people obviously look at and respect. When he makes a reach, it's like, okay, I gotta get off this hand because he's probably got something huge. And to watch behind him and see at least, I don't know, a good 30% of his reaches ended up being crappy situations. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I think a couple of them he had absolutely nothing. It was reach only. And I'm not sure if that's something that he was doing, you know, if he would play that way also in the A rules, or if that was just because of the fact that it was a final, so he's playing more aggressively.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really interesting to see that kind of play from somebody that I would not have expected to do that kind of thing.
Right.
He was extremely aggressive in a very surprising sort of way for me. So that was what I wanted to say about the playing style that I saw. I was really surprised with the way at least Arda attacked the field. The finals, I guess I didn't give all the names. The finals turned out to be Arda, Sawazaki, Seto Kuma, and Iguchi from Chibu. So Iguchi was up against three A1 players.
Right.
And he beat the crap out of them.
Two of which have been the Hoi, the Phoenix Cup holder before.
Yeah.
Or one is currently, actually, even.
Yeah. It's an all-star cast, and he beat the pants off him. I think I didn't get to talk to anybody about that first game, but I think he won a limit hand in that first game, which is what put him up right off the bat. So congratulations to Iguchi, who is in his fifth year, just like us.
Wow.
But one more championship than we have.
Yes.
Yes. He is this year's winner of Masters, and he will get quite a few little kudos in the upcoming tournaments for that, too. He gets to start later in the tournaments than everybody else.
Wow. That's really exciting. I'm really jealous.
Yes, me too.
I have an exciting weekend coming up with Mahjong.
Oh, yes. What's happening this weekend?
I'm going to go to Utsunomiya, to Tochigi.
Very nice.
Kaori Shimizu lives in Tochigi, so we're going to meet up in Utsunomiya, and we're going to hold a private qualifier for the World Series of Mahjong Reach event.
Wow, very nice. Yeah.
So I have another job to do there, so the next day we'll have the tournament, and then I will come back to Tokyo.
Sounds
and report
exciting.
On
exciting.
And I played at Sentenbo this week in Kinshicho.
Ah, speaking of Sentenbo.
Shin's place, yeah, where you're headed to right after this.
Yes, I should be heading there presently, yes. So let's wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Okay.
So, yes, that wraps up this week's Master's Talk, and that wraps up our schedules.
Just a few things about the website. The brand new website is up. It's reachmahjong.com/en. Okay. We will be merging the two together, so in about 2 or 3 weeks, probably 2 weeks, mm-hmm. reachmahjong.com/home will no longer be the old site. It will all be the new site.
So, oh, okay.
Make sure you check out the new site, because that's where all the new content is. The other site is only there for the archives right now. Also, we are doing the Mahjong Club promotion, so if you want to qualify for the Reach event, the World Series of Mahjong, get on Mahjong Club, click on the banner from our website, get on there. Put $5 in. We have the satellites are starting from like $2, I think, the qualifying events.
It's a great opportunity to qualify for the World Series.
Right. So just get in there and play. Gemma and I are both playing there once a week, so you can get on. If you beat us next month, whoever beats us the most gets $200 in cash.
Holy bagoli.
Yeah. So get on there and beat us.
I might have to get on there.
Yeah, you could beat us.
All right. As always, we love to hear from you. Send us an email. I am Garth, GARTHE, at reachmahjong.com. And what is your address?
I'm Jen, JENN, at reachmahjong.com.
Thank you very much for listening, and we will come back to you again next week.
Thank you, Producer Troy.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Producer Troy, who has headphones this week.
Yay. Okay.
Talk to you later.
See ya.
もちろん役満床モニーは絶対かけましょうポンチリーチに一発ロー上がれば気分はもう最高場所はかなり寂れたジャンス麻雀ワイドクラブ